Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
We have been asked by our retailer to make our packs better, or should I say,
more
make
premium.
Them look more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we said, no, if that's going to be what you want for us to do to go into your shops, then we ain't gonna do it, and we ain't going to be trading with you.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty,
the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
Hello, beauty friends. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Carlene.
Hey.
We are doing skincare today.
We're back. I feel like we've took a little bit of a hiatus. We know our listeners love skincare, mm-hmm. so you're going to be super excited because today we're talking about an up-and-coming brand. You need to learn all about it.
Yeah. So it's called The Inky List. That's I-N-K-E-Y. And it's hot off the presses from the UK. It launched in 2018. Just touched down at Shoppers Drug Mart here in Canada at the beginning of 2019. And just this month, it is launching into the United States.
So April 19th, mm-hmm. The Inky List is dropping online at Sephora.com.
Whoa.
And April 26th, it will be in 285 doors in Sephora across the US. So it's coming fast and furious.
So on the mic today, we have the two founders of The Inky List. That's Colette Newberry and Mark Curry. They previously had worked together at Boots in the UK. So you're going to hear their whole story. One product is sold every 30 seconds in the UK. And because it only launched last year, it is just picking up so much traction. So The Inky List is a brand of no frills skincare that's pretty much just everything is less than $15. Mm-hmm. And Inky, I-N-K-E-Y, is a play on the word Inky in the beauty biz, which is I-N-C-I. And that is just the term for the whole laundry list of ingredients that are on the side of your packaging.
Yeah. So it's all about transparency. Mm-hmm. It's about offering premium ingredients at a lower price. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly about zeroing in on those hero ingredients, the tried and tested mm-hmm. winners that we know, retinol, vitamin C, BHAs, glycolic acid. You know, these are ingredients that have been researched to death, mm-hmm. frankly, in yeah. the past couple of decades, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily so expensive anymore. So yeah. these are potent formulas that don't have a lot of fillers around them, and yeah. you can build them up and customize your routine. If all of this sounds familiar, yeah. there's no avoiding the comparison with The Ordinary.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like The Ordinary and Deciem, The Inky List has a parent company. Mm-hmm. It's called B for Beauty.
So they've got like body care line. They've got this lip care line, so that actually tackles cold sores. So there's many different facets, but without question, what put them on the map is The Inky List, much like The Ordinary put Deciem on the map.
It's definitely getting a lot of press mm-hmm. in the UK. I think a lot of people are going to be buzzing about this now and comparing the products, what yeah. people like better. But I think the whole MO for the Inkylist was all about the idea. It's actually their tagline, which is skincare translated. Mm-hmm. And so I think that really speaks to the fact that previously people were going so deep down Reddit holes mm-hmm. To try to figure out what products they should be using. How did they actually build a routine? Mm-hmm. You know, I've got this type of skin. What should I use first? And I think they're really about just breaking that down and making it super user friendly. So when you go to their website, you can shop by your skin type. Mm-hmm. You know, you use the drop down oily skin type. Boom. These are the mm-hmm. products that mm-hmm. are for you.
Yeah.
And on the side of the package as well, it'll tell you, okay, glycolic acid, this is what it's good for. These are the benefits. And then you yeah. flip it over, directions, how to use. Yeah. So it's just
spelling it out.
Yeah. It's just about spelling it out and making it really easy for
and
people.
Really simple packaging too. Black and white tubes. They're all plastic. All the name of keeping everything super streamlined and keeping costs down. Let's talk about the best seller, shall we?
So the best seller is the hyaluronic acid. Mm-hmm. It's a serum that I've been using like any hyaluronic acid that I've tried. It goes on as kind of like a thicker version of water. Mm-hmm. It's completely odorless, which I love. And I think if you just put it on the first time, you're like, what is this actually doing? Mm-hmm. Because you're not going to see something right away. But we know that hyaluronic acid holds 1,000 times its weight in water. Mm-hmm. And it's really the key ingredient that's going to plump up your skin from the inside.
Yeah.
And this particular formula has 2% hyaluronic acid, and it also has 3 different sizes of molecules, mm-hmm. meaning that it's going to penetrate deep down. It's not just going to sit on mm-hmm. the surface of your skin.
Yeah. The one thing we'll add to that is to keep in mind how no-frills this packaging is. I wasn't a huge fan of the delivery system because it almost pictured like a hotel room sample shampoo bottle. It's like that tiny and the little flip top bottle. So I feel like I almost squeezed out a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. I prefer like the glass bottle with the dropper. My favorite product is the vitamin C serum because it has 30% pure stable L-ascorbic acid. So we know vitamin C is amazing for fighting free radicals, for brightening the skin. If I get any little acne post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation marks, I will put that on and it helps to brighten and sort of fade those spots. It does have a grainier texture, even though it's in a silicone base. So that's very similar to The Ordinary, almost exact, in fact. And I know that if you're more acne prone, you'll be used to this little tingly feeling that it gives you when you put it on your skin.
Yeah, I definitely had a tingly feeling. And mm-hmm. at first I was like, oh, is this right? Because I'm used to that from AHAs, but yeah. I've used a lot of vitamin C products in the past mm-hmm. and I haven't actually found that mm-hmm. tingling.
30% is a lot.
Yeah, well, when I read the side of the box, again, this was super helpful. Mm-hmm. It said if you experience tingling, to mix a drop of it in with your hyaluronic acid mm-hmm. and apply it that way, and it acts like a buffer. So I did that and problem solved.
Yeah, so there's just so many products to explore in this range.
So very exciting. We'd love to know any of our listeners. We know a lot of you are in the UK as well, so you've probably been playing with this line for a little while. Mm-hmm. We'd love to know what you think. Jump into our Facebook chat room. Let us know. Message us on Instagram. We want to know what you think.
Yeah. And so let's get back to our founders, shall we? So as we mentioned, it's Mark Curry and Colette Newberry. And Mark had a bit of an interesting path to beauty, right?
Yeah. So in university, he studied virology and microbiology. So he was a scientist. Mm-hmm. And he decided to switch paths because he realized that his passion wasn't quite there.
So we're going to start our chat right there. Colette tells us a surprising career she had going before the two of them linked up and started down a completely different path together.
Whilst Mark was a science teacher, I was actually a singer, which is completely random.
Wow.
So never wanted to get a proper job. So yeah, sang. And then...
you can't just gloss over that. What was your genre?
I've actually never, ever told anyone that before.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
well, there's a microphone right in front of you.
This is deep. I paid my way through uni with my voice. So I actually did very kind of soul Motown.
Can you give us a little something?
Absolutely not. Mark's never heard me sing.
Apart from like...
This is the opportunity right here.
Get me some wine later. And then I might. Then I decided I needed to be a grown-up. So I went to Boots because I thought that was a grown-up thing to do. Great company. Learned loads. And really found a passion in kind of brand and marketing. Mm-hmm. So I kind of cut my teeth on brands like Lizelle, Number 7, mm-hmm. Soap and Glory, and was really fascinated by the way that creating a product interlinks with the consumer need side of things. So really understanding actually the difference that good skincare and cosmetics makes to someone's life. So I kind of cut my teeth there and then went on to work in a startup company because I just felt very frustrated by bureaucracy and the speed in which big businesses work. And I was like, I just need to set free. Mm-hmm. So I went to work for a startup. It was actually a really cool millennial nail brand. So we set up a really cool salon. It's called Wire Nails. So Charmadine Reed, awesome woman, and it kind of taught me a lot of stuff. So I loved that. And then Mark randomly contacted me on LinkedIn and said, hey, what are you up to? It was the weirdest thing.
LinkedIn, sliding into the DMs, going into the LinkedIn DMs.
And I said, hey, what are you up to? I usually delete those.
Yeah, I know. Well, what's really embarrassing.
She definitely should have. Life lesson.
Damn it. What's really embarrassing is I was just kind of at that point where I was like, I'm ready to move on. And I like messaged him back in like 10 seconds. And then, you know, when you do it and you're like, oh, that was too keen. I was like, hey, great, let's talk. And then the rest was history, really.
The whole sort of model for you was like fast beauty. Is that right? So can you explain what that means?
Yeah, it's not a headline just because.
Yeah.
You know, fast without reason is just silly.
Yeah.
And I think some of the issues, because everyone lately is asking us questions about the comparison between fast beauty and fast fashion. I think fast fashion is very different because that is throwaway kind of item. Mm-hmm. So one-time use stuff and not necessarily thinking about the longer term. But where I came from on it is more just looking at the wider world and looking at tech in particular and looking at how they just play. Because tech's just about playing. You know, you have one version and you have another version. If one version starts to be better, then you just focus your energy there and then you try and make it even better. Mm-hmm. So this iterative process of improvement, I really buy into, because I guess my belief set is the world doesn't need more. You just need better. And you either fall into one or two buckets. You either provide better stuff for less money, or you add value and provide better things for people that even make their lives more convenient, or there's a technology that they didn't know exists yet. Mm-hmm. Because actually, if you're not one of those two things, you ain't gonna be around too long. So on that premise, I looked at beauty, and I guess from big corporate backgrounds, you see how slow it is. Mm-hmm. And companies start at no, we're starting at no.
We did that before, it didn't work. And
someone convinced us to say yes, because otherwise we just ain't gonna do it. And I think I wanted something I had in my head, just something that was a bit different to that. And actually something that means if you start a yes, you often end up in just a bit more interesting spaces.
You can be reactive in the type of model that you have.
Yeah, and I think we'd come from a world where a product idea right into getting that product into someone's hands would take 18 months. Mm-hmm. That is crazy. In the world we're living in now, where trends are coming daily, consumers are so much wiser to what their needs are and what they want. Mm-hmm. Why would you then give it to them 18 months later? So our kind of business premise is, like Mark says, making sure that there's 12 weeks that you cannot move on. You've got to do all the stability, do all the testing, and make sure the product is good for use. What we do is shrink either side. Mm-hmm. So we're dead clear on why that product exists. So therefore, when we brief it to the suppliers, we're really clear on what we can move on and what we can't move on. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is shrunk that down to 18 weeks. Mm-hmm. So from 18 months to 18 weeks, which is pretty crazy. So that's where the kind of fast beauty label comes from.
Let's take a quick moment to talk about one of our partners.
Can I share something that happened yesterday, Jill?
Oh, please do. Do tell.
So I get home, as I usually do, around 6 o'clock, and my husband walks in the door and he's like, what's for dinner? He's looking at me like he knows that I've got nothing. There's nothing in the fridge. There's no hidden paper bag. It's like, I literally haven't thought about it until he asked me that.
He's walking over to the takeout menu drawer.
And like, don't worry, my kids eat that. Grandma feeds them before I get home. But it's just like, I'm lost and it happens every day of the week.
One thing I think you would really like, it's called Green Chef. And Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well really easy. And so they have all these affordable meal plans to fit every lifestyle.
Okay.
You know, it's like keto season right now.
Oh,
people
yes.
are ready to like get ready for summer.
Everybody's ripped all of a sudden.
Yeah. So keto season, there's a meal plan option for that. There's also paleo, there's vegan, vegetarian, Mediterranean, Heart Smart, Lean and Clean, gluten-free, omnivore, and my personal favorite, pescatarian.
Wow.
So, and there's like portions for two people, or there's even family meals. So that would be perfect for you.
Yeah. Maybe we could actually eat together. Wow.
That's a revelation.
Well, I need all the help I can get. I'm just on their website and I see that the meals include a variety of organic ingredients that come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped. Like, this is what I need. This one looks good. The Cuban chicken with chimichurri. It says it only takes 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think all of the recipes only take 30 minutes, which is like by the time you're done thinking about what's for dinner, it's on the table.
Yeah, it even shows you how many calories. That's brilliant.
Honestly, Carlene, you need to let Green Chef do all the meal planning for you, the grocery shopping. Just have it show up on your front door, honestly.
Yeah, do the prep. I mean, I'm busy, girl. But the good thing for me, too, is I'm not a real chef, little known fact or well-known fact. So the recipes are quick and easy. They've got step-by-step instructions, there's chef tips, there's even photos to guide me along. It's really a no-brainer.
And I like that all of the spices and everything are included in pre-portioned because anytime I want to make something kind of fancy, I never have the ingredients. So yeah. Like this harissa spice shrimp, it has everything you need in one box. Genius. So easy. So Green Chef is offering Breaking Beauty listeners in the USA $50 off your first box. So go to greenchef.us/beauty.
That's $50 off your first box when you go to greenchef.us/beauty exclusively for Breaking Beauty listeners in the US. And now back to today's episode. You hit it big with the Inky List. Tell us more about when that came about and how it came about.
So you're not going to believe the timings on it. So we had a conversation on a plane in March 2018.
Wow.
And we had our first briefing session with our team on, I think, April the 4th or April the 5th, 2018. Now, we then, you know, we don't do things by halves. We didn't just have the 15 products that we launched. We had 34 products. Mm-hmm. There were all the ingredients that we thought were either just core ingredients that everyone or most people should incorporate into their life. And then there was some just sexier stuff that either people don't really know about yet or they're not, or they just haven't heard of. So, because maybe it was a trend from somewhere else on the planet. So we just kicked off all of that on about in that first week in April and launched the brand September the 1st.
Yep.
Of 2018. That's 2018. Crazy. So you started with like 30 something products, but it's not that many now, right?
No. So you've launched it down. 14. So 14 is our initial range. It was, honestly, again, back to we are completely honest, we just couldn't get some of them right. So texture-wise, the funniest story, we wanted to launch a BHA because we thought that was really important. And we both worked in skincare and beauty a long time, and that is an ingredient that people really recognize.
So like on a label, you guys would note as salicylic acid or beta hydroxy acid. That. Yes.
So we wanted to launch that in September. We've got a photo of two members of our team that tried it on their face and it was so sticky that they stuck their faces together. And we kind of looked at each other and went, yeah, this Maybe is not. This isn't going to happen. This isn't going to happen. But what we've carried on doing is working on it. And we've now got the most incredible formulation. Okay. So again, back to that kind of fast, but with reason. Right. You know, we won't just launch something into the market because, oh, let's just get it there as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
What we did is go, we had no idea how many products we were going to launch, by the way.
Yeah.
We did 34 and went, right, what are we completely happy with launching? And that so happened to be 14.
Right.
What we will do is back to our kind of mentality of getting stuff out there. We want to keep people excited and interested and seeing new ingredients and getting to try them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to launch products every 12 to 18 weeks.
Okay.
So there'll be new ingredients coming out all the time, which we're very excited about.
It seems like there's
about.
A real focus on sort of those single hero ingredient formulas, right? So tell us about the decision for that. And also, I'm going to ask the tough question, but I know you get asked all the time. You get compared to the ordinary. So just tell us.
Yeah.
So tell us how you respond to that.
So the first on the ingredients, because that's what it's all about. What The Ordinary did and Beauty Pies and all those great businesses have taught the world is, do you know what? You can get great stuff for less.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is make it even simpler and go, actually, here is an ingredient. And when we develop all our products, we start with that ingredient and go, what is that ingredient best famous for? Mm-hmm. And stick with that as a primary function, because lots of ingredients could be perceived to do lots of things, but actually we stick on that primary function.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is we pick one or two things around that either does one or two things. It either makes that primary function even better, mm-hmm. or it supports that ingredient to have less of an effect. The classic examples of that being, so on glycolic, yeah, thank you. all our acids, at 10%, mm-hmm. but because that's the right thing to do to get the efficacy, to get the impact.
Which
what
is
we
high.
What mm-hmm. we do is we put anti-inflammatories around that. So maybe it's mm-hmm. matcha or maybe it's something else to make sure that actually most people can give it a go because there's something around that that protects them or looks after them after care.
Right.
Or the flip side of that is what's the thing that can make it even better? Mm-hmm. So on HAA, for example, putting multimolecular HAA in and then some other peptide or around that that actually supports that plumping, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of how we build each specific product. And what we're here to do is being that go-to brand that clears away the confusion.
Yeah, that was like one of my next questions is just like, admittedly, like The Ordinary was so breakthrough as a concept, it was incredible, but it was still like people were having to form subgroups to find mm-hmm. out yeah. what worked for them. Mm-hmm. And they really, it was like putting the power in their hands, but to a degree where there was still a ton of confusion and not really sure like what they would try. They're like, it's $6. I'll try it to see what it looks
and
what
so
it does.
To be clear though, let's talk about the price point. Because I know earlier when we were talking about the umbrella, you had said it sort of ranges, but specific to the Inky List.
Yeah. And people still are like, how do you do that? Like, no, but seriously, like how do you still do make this $6 and it's still, you're making a profit and you can ship it all over the world?
That's an interesting assumption that you think we make a profit.
So there's a few things to this. So in terms of price point, we are under $15.
Yeah.
Which is not reflective of the quality of the ingredients. So that's just mm-hmm. really, really mm-hmm. important as number one. That there's a few things as to how we get it to the price that we get it to. So number one is the whole of the kind of cost, if you will, goes into the formulation. So if you like our packaging or you don't like our packaging, it's simple and it's functional. And what we won't be doing is launching droppers. What we've done is gone, how do we make it accessible, make it easy for people to use, but also mm-hmm. how do we put as much money into the formulation as possible? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. if you're gonna give our hyaluronic acid a go at $10.99, what we're not gonna do is spend $3 on the packaging.
Mm-hmm. And that's a real important point as well. I don't agree with droppers for a start, but anyway, the intuitive piece is part of our brand. Mm-hmm. But the price thing helps on that democracy piece that I help as many people as possible buy it.
To give it a go.
We have been asked by our retailer to make our packs better, or should I say,
more
make
premium.
Them look more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we said, no, if that's going to be what you want for us to do, to go into your shops, then we ain't gonna do it and we ain't going to be trading with you because that's not the right thing to do for the consumer mm-hmm. and the consumer that we're trying to speak to. So we said no.
And sorry, your question was how? How do we get it to that?
Sorry, yes. Yeah.
Sorry. Back. No, but like literally how do you make money?
We don't. We don't make money. So that's a real
gift and curse
because what we've done, which is actually we think is really different to most other brands out there, is said what's right for the consumer, number one, and work back from that. Mm-hmm. So what's the right price for this skincare line as a give it a go brand for anyone to just have a go at skincare? What does that need to be?
Yeah.
And we said, actually, it needs to be under $15 because otherwise not everybody's going to be able to give that a go. And then we've gone, okay, so then let's work back from that. And how do we make money? On some products, we lose money. Mm-hmm. And being completely honest and candid is if we can scale the brand, which we're hoping that we can do because it is luckily, and we're so pleased, it does seem to be resonating with people. Mm-hmm. Once we start to scale, then we can start making some money because our order volumes are bigger, you get better scale. And then you know what? We hopefully will make some money because otherwise we won't exist forever.
And that does help with our competition, you know, because we are not manufacturers. We don't own the factories, which is a problem when you're creating product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do you manufacture? Just everywhere, or
Inky specifically? I'm being told something I don't understand, but it's probably because I'm far away from the mic. Inky, we actually make that here in Canada, over in the US, and in the UK, and in Korea.
Okay.
So we always go to that. Well, we go further up the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually asking you, oh, that was what that was about. we go further up the supply chain. So we actually go to people who supply raw materials. Mm-hmm. So not the fillers and the packers.
Yeah.
Right. We go up the supply chain and go, right, we want to do this. Here's the grade of ingredient that we want and the mm-hmm. reason why we want it. And this is some of the stuff that we want around it to make the product even better. Mm. Because I guess when you're quite focused on what you want the product to do. And if you're if you're heroing the ingredient and the famous function of that ingredient, everything else is quite extraneous to that.
Right.
And I think sometimes other products you might see lots of stuff in it.
Yeah.
But there comes a point actually where the efficacy to what you actually want it to do starts to kind of be a bit moot.
Right.
So you can add and add and add essential oils and other whatevers to something, whereas actually you bought that product to do a certain something, and that certain something with lots of things around it kind of gets lost in the mix,
right.
And the actual impact on skin starts to be like less. So I think the singularity in ingredient pulls through to actually what you want that product to do and make it pop on your skin.
Your retinol is on back order, you said? Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
It's been sold out. So what are you going to do?
To be honest, quite a lot of the products have sold out. We launched in September, just in the UK, just on a couple of UK websites. So Cult Beauty and Feel Unique. And we were in kind of give it a go territory, back to our business model of just getting something out there and seeing how it goes. And it just went crazy. The UK press, we didn't spend money on marketing, but I don't know why it just resonated, and the UK press went wild and consumers went wild, and we sold out really, really quickly, and retinol was on a morning TV show in the UK, which we didn't even know about. My friend actually rang me and was like, I'm at home with my baby. My gosh, you're on this TV show. I was like, oh god, okay, great. We sold out in October, so we are madly trying to make enough products. So we've just launched into Canada, which we're very, very excited about, and are hoping that we don't sell out too quickly. We're trying our best to get everything back into stock as quickly as possible. Right. But you know, we are a startup, so
this is what I wanted to ask you about, because I was like, we've seen the squalane, we've seen the hyaluronic acid, but I was like, what's inky?
Next?
Like, what's next? Yeah, what's on your forecast for hot ingredients?
Cool. I'll say some things that are coming, and then we'll touch on some other stuff. I keep looking for permission. Can you see that? I'm like side-eyeing
He's
for
under
permission.
Just note on that. He always says things. So like if a product's still in stability and we're not sure that we can launch it, he's like, and launching next month. And I'm like, you can't promise that until it's sorted. So I'm the cautious one. He's the wild one. I don't know if you got that. Yeah.
Yes, I see he's looking to you, and you're kind of looking at him like it's on you.
Don't you dare.
So we're excited about polyglutamic acid.
And say that slower.
Polyglutamic
acid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is quite new. It's quite interesting. It's only really in like super premium products at this point. But I think we're able to drop it into the UK at $14.99.
Yeah.
$12.99.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even remember what the dollar translation is at this point. But
stop quoting timings, Mark.
Yeah,
in spring this year,
in spring.
Polyglutamic acid.
But this is four times more hydrating as a single ingredient versus hyaluronic acid.
Wow.
Okay, so, wow.
We've got a
heptapeptide, which is a peptide mix, which is going to be really exciting.
So peptide was a gap, and we could have done like lots of different stuff with peptides, but we just didn't find something exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. We like finding things with a twist. I'm not speaking to the mic again. We like finding things with a twist. And we were actually in New Jersey, at a lab in New Jersey, and they were talking us through some data sets on some of their other peptides, and they got to this, and it was great, and it's clinically proven to reduce crepey skin. Mm. Now, whilst we say we're not for young, old, or black, white, and Asian, or male or female, whatever, when you get older, you have more conditions. You know, your hormonal balance changes, your skin starts to thin and sag, and what have you. So this was great, and we loved it. But before that, in another category, actually, in makeup, we saw this new soft focus technology, and we were like, hang on a minute, could you take that, stick it in that, and all of a sudden you've got a product that we can get to market under $15 again and go and have something that actively does something over time, but instantly give you a little pick-me-up. And I think what this product is gonna pop, particularly amongst 35+, is it will give it that instant boost. We haven't got anything of you, but I always do it on my hand because my hands are old. You know, I'm only young, but it feels like I've aged immensely.
It's been a hard life.
And but you get that instant hit that you can touch up on problem areas and whatever. It's going to be great. So heptapeptide's good. There's I think microbiome's got a boom.
Yeah, yeah. Buzzy right now.
So you're going to be getting into that too. Interesting.
Yeah. So we've got a multibiotic that's coming out as a moisturizer. So it's not as scary, but definitely for sensitive skin and those that suffer with dry skin, the multibiotic's great because it's not just probiotic, basically. It's not just the food for the bacteria on your skin. It's got something in there that inhibits bad bacteria. Mm. It's got some postbiotic products. So it's made from bacterial adjuvants that actually support the own microbiome's existence.
Right.
So we didn't know what to call it. Mm. And we were in there with Cult Beauty's founder, Lex. And we were talking to her all this stuff that we're doing this year. And she was like, what are you calling it? What? You're calling it a pre, post, and whatever? She goes, why don't you just call it a multibiotic? And I said, wait, turn her name down, trademark it. Wait, no.
And I just want to ask you, you guys are in startup mode, and I don't think we've really interviewed anybody that's just like getting the wheels greased kind of thing. What sort of daily mantra sort of guides you guys, or do you have any advice that you've heard that is kind of motivating you?
Can I say that there's a number one, there's a guy that's a bit of a mentor to us who's been in the industry for 50 years. And, you know, there's a lot of different pressures, a lot of different stress. We've got a team of people we're trying to drive forward. We are all over the world, yada, yada, yada. Do you know what? In your darkest of times, just stay in the game. That's it. And there's times where you've run out of money. There's times where a product's gone horrifically wrong and you can't get it to market. There's a time where a truck's gone off and with half your stock, so you're not going to get it to a retailer. Just find a way to stay in the game. That is it. That's really all we stay to as a mantra.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.